Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it. The Bert Show.
All right, so we have to kind of pick up where we left off with Melody on Friday. And you guys remember Melody. She found the identical presents.
Right. She's the one that's been dating her boyfriend for about 2 years. And they set this 3-gift limit on Christmas shopping. And so she was snooping around to see if she could find anything to find out how much he was maybe spending, because they didn't say a monetary limit. And she's feeling kind of broke. So she didn't want to come to the table with, things that were too inexpensive. So she was snooping around, and sure enough, she found her Christmas gifts. The only problem was that she found two of everything. 2 tennis bracelets, 2 sets of pajamas, just in different sizes, and 2 sort of homemade gift certificates for trips. One that was going to be planned over New Year's Eve, and one that was going to be planned over Valentine's Day. Her boyfriend also works in Orlando, so commutes. He has a place in Orlando and a place in Atlanta. And so she's feeling like there's probably another woman in Orlando. She just needs to figure this out. And it kind of freaked her out after coming on the radio, talking about it one day, getting some advice and getting chewed out. Mm-hmm. And then this is the update of what happened after she did some homework, right?
Yeah, I think the last time that we checked in with you guys and updated you guys, she was going back and she was trying to call different airlines,
right,
and seeing if she, what itinerary she was on. Last time we checked in with her, she just wanted to take the vacation. Like, she was emotionally kind of separating herself from her boyfriend. All she wanted to do was get through the holidays in order to get that vacation. Mm-hmm. Well, her attitude changed a lot on Friday. Hey, Melody, good morning.
Good morning. I'm like completely freaking out.
Okay, what'd you find out over the last 24 hours?
Well, I did my homework, and I called the airlines and for flights from Orlando, and, like, there was nothing. No, I mean, it was the same thing as before. It was really hard to get them to look under his name, but I had them, they would all look for my name. Mm-hmm. And then I managed to find one person at every airline that would look for his name, and there was, like, nothing. Nothing for Valentine's, nothing for around New Year's, nothing. Nothing. So that was that, but that's not the real reason I'm completely freaking out.
Okay.
I've been so upset about this and not knowing what to do and not knowing what's going on that after work last night, I was like, okay, I'm just going to go back to his place and I need to do more research and I'm just going to see maybe there's a clue. Like, I wasn't really looking for clues before. I was just looking for presents. And maybe there's some kind of clue, some kind of tip off, something somewhere in his apartment, I mean his house, that will let me know, like, that something's wrong, you know? So I do that, and I go, and the presents were all in this trunk in his bedroom. And when I'm there last night, they're gone.
All of them?
Everything was gone. Everything. And he's in Orlando. I'm picking him up at the airport tonight at, like, 8 o'clock or 7:45 or something. Like, he's not even in town.
Did somebody move the gifts for him?
Somebody has been in his house and either took them or put them in another place. Like, something is going on.
So there, I guess the assumption here is that somebody he knows maybe has been listening to the show and called him and then got into the house and moved everything?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Creepy.
And it's so unfair because, I mean, maybe that person is listening right now. If you're listening now, just, I need to know, like, please, whoever you are, can you call me? I just, I'm going crazy. I don't, I'm seeing him later today and I don't even know how to act. Like, I don't even care, like, if I have nothing to worry about, just let me know I have nothing to worry about. If I have something to worry about, I will never reveal a name or whoever called me. You are safe. Like, I won't say a word. I have to find out.
I want to back up for a second because you're pulling a little Sybil on us here. Because,
what do you mean?
Like, the first day you were concerned about him cheating on you. Yesterday, it felt a lot different that it was, I don't really care if he's cheating on me. I just want that vacation in December. And now today, you're panicking about him cheating on you.
Well, I guess it just freaked me out so much that I was in his house and someone else had been in his house that everything is, I'm just really confused.
I had said earlier, Melody, that I didn't think you were going to be able to make it because I think it's not a Sybil thing. I think it's just women. I think it's a woman thing. I think that, you know, one day you're feeling good. You know what? One day you're in shock. Like, oh my God, is he cheating on me? I can't believe he's cheating on me. Is he cheating on me? Then the next day you think about the possibility you're going to be strong. You know what? You know, I have knowledge he doesn't have. So you know what? It's going to be fine. I just want that first trip as long as I get the trip New Year's. But now somebody else has the knowledge that she knows. And so now she's freaking out. Like, oh my God, well, just tell me if it's okay, if I have anything to worry about. So I think it's just this fluctuation of emotion. But she's been with this guy for 2 years. Of course she's going to be upset if he's cheating. And of course she wants to know. And I don't really think that it's realistic to think, Melody, that you're going to be able to go through this entire month without saying anything and actually go on a trip with him knowing he's going with somebody else. Exactly.
I know. I think I kind of figured that out by now.
Yeah, you're going to have to say something to him tonight when you pick him up because that is shocking. I would be as shocked and as freaked out that somebody was in his apartment and he's not even in town.
Well, that just means that he called a friend and said, get that stuff out of there.
Or is his family
here? Or someone
called
him and then he told him to do it, you know?
How would he call, that's the thing, is how would he call his friend and say, get that stuff out of here? Somebody from here
had to call him.
Would have to call him and say.
Unless he's listening online or whatever.
So somebody here knows what's going, and called him to tip him off, and he said, okay, get that stuff out of there.
And that's who she wants to call
her. And I think they should call me. Can't they just call me?
Does he have any family here?
His sister's here.
Well,
That's family.
Do you tell your sister if you're cheating on your girlfriend?
I don't think so.
Well, you can tell your sister that she's ruining all of her surprises for Christmas. Go get them.
And she would have, wouldn't the sister see all of the presents too and then start to have the same questions and go, hey, dude, what's up with the identical presents?
I don't know.
Maybe you'd rather take heat more from your sister than you would your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can deal with the heat that your sister's going to give you.
Because she'll always, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not even sure where to go now. I mean.
What time are you picking him up tonight?
I think I'm supposed to get there at 7:45.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning. Hey, I was just making an observation that has she ever made, you know, thought that maybe those gifts belong to his friend's girlfriend or like, half of them are hers and half of them are his buddy's girlfriend, that he's just holding them for somebody.
All right, well, let's analyze that for a second, because if he was just holding them for somebody, then let's assume that somebody was listening to the Burt Show yesterday and calls dude in Florida. Why wouldn't dude then call Melody and just go, look, I heard what's going on the radio. Those presents aren't for you. They're for my friend Jeff and blah, 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 blah.
Because, you know, one tennis bracelet, one pair of pajamas, and one trip is for her. The other, you know, half is for his buddy's friend. And, you know, maybe he still wants to surprise her, of course, now that she already knows. I don't know. I don't think he's fooling around on her. And I think she's really making a big mistake if she assumes that he is.
Now, here's where I think you possibly could be right, Kim. What if he's holding them for a buddy. So Bert comes to me and says, hey, look, I need you to hold these two sets of presents, whatever. And I go, okay, fine. So I let Bert bring them over to my house. I put them in my closet, my bedroom. There they are. I tell him they're safe and sound. Whenever you need them, let me know. I'll give them to you. And, you know, I'm doing the guy thing. Like, I'm not judging him, whatever. If he wants to screw around on his girlfriend, everything's fine. But then when it comes out on the radio and everybody knows that Bert's my friend and everybody knows that Melody's my girlfriend and there's a little bit of paranoia, like, oh, my God, what if my girlfriend figures out and I'm whatever. So he just goes to the house and takes them. He doesn't even call down to Orlando. Bert doesn't even call me in Orlando. He just goes and takes them all to get them out of there, thinking that will end this.
That could be.
Because guys generally are stupid.
Yeah, so do guys usually hide gifts at somebody else's house?
Hidden
a gift at anyone else's house?
Living with somebody and you have a one bedroom and she's there all the time and you just know she's going to find them. She's in the house more than you. Yeah, I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, I'd give them to a guy.
This isn't making me feel any better.
Everything is such an unknown right now. We're just throwing out theories more than anything else.
It's just that thing of like, I'm going to see his face tonight and I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Well, it kind of goes back to, what the listener said yesterday about, you've been together for 2 years. So this is not, he's not a total stranger. You've been with him for 2 years. So it's going to have to be a conversation you have with him. You're just going to have to talk to him. Right?
That whole honesty, talking, mature conversation thing.
Yeah, something that a relationship should be about.
It's very 1950s, I know. good morning, Stephanie. You're on Q100. Hi.
I know biblically that's what they want us to do, but come on.
What's going on, Stephanie?
Yeah, I'm just listening to this morning, and I was listening to it yesterday, and the lady that called in and went off on her, telling her she was a stupid little girl.
Silly,
that's it. I thought she was a little harsh. But listening to this girl today, I'm with her. She is a silly, stupid little girl.
Well, she don't need to get beat up today.
Yeah, but it's dumb. She's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Grow up.
Well, what do you think she should do?
I hope he does have another girlfriend.
Why?
Why would you say that?
She is lame.
Whatever. She doesn't need to get beat up.
Thank you so much for your judgment. Jeez. So helpful.
You got beat up enough yesterday.
Why are people so mad at her?
I don't know. Morning, Q100.
Hey. This girl is crazy.
Why
are you guys?
This girl's losing her mind. First of all, I'm married, and I've hidden stuff in my homeboy's house. Because I don't want my wife to find them. I don't want anybody snooping around because women are like that.
Okay.
They snoop around. They look for stuff, first of all. And then second of all, she's not the only woman in his life. He could buy a tennis bracelet for his mother. The trip could be 2-for-1 deal that they got on eBay. I bought 2 tickets to Jamaica at the same time because the deal was just that good. And of course they got moved. Somebody in Atlanta heard you talking in the radio. And then I heard someone suggest yesterday you should take them. She said, that's a good idea. So, of course, somebody moved them. He called somebody and said, yo, she's about to take the gifts and ruin everything. And one of those gifts may not even be for her. It's not for a mistress. Maybe for his mother.
Yeah.
Maybe for somebody else he knows. Maybe him and his homeboy bought a tennis bracelet at the same time. He's like, yo, hold it to me. Think logically like that. If you're always going to have a messed up life, if you always want to look to the worst possible scenario. People who live like that have bad lives. You're going to ruin your Christmas, and this guy is probably someone saying, yo, oh my God, 2 years with this chick, and I'm about to lose $1,600-$1,700 because she wants to go snooping in my truck.
Now, I think anybody would be confused by duplicate gifts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If I snooped and Katie Joe had bought 2 tennis bracelets, I would be suspicious.
Even if he did go and he bought all the duplicate gifts, like for his mom, still lame.
Yeah.
The answer is that he's not cheating, okay? So why are you, making me out like a
psycho?
Stop.
If you want the answer to be he's not cheating, stop snooping, start talking. You don't want it to be cheating, start talking to him. If you keep snooping, I guarantee you're going to keep finding results that you don't like.
But that's
guys,
good.
Even though we're crazy and stupid, we still know how to play the game as well. We know how to drive you crazy.
Omari?
Yeah.
I sort of have a crush on you.
I appreciate that.
I'm having feelings I shouldn't have on you. I'm going to let you go because I'm afraid of my feelings.
Hey, you're a pretty decent guy. Put a calendar. Hey.
Do y'all want to go camping?
Why is everybody so mad at Melody?
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Melody, what are you going to do tonight? He comes off of the plane here. You're totally confused. He steps off the plane. I mean, there's no way. I mean, you're so emotional about it this morning. Imagine when you see him for the first time face to face.
I am freaking out. I like that last lady who called. I just feel sick. Well, I don't know what I'm going to. I mean, I'm the kind of person you can read my face like a book anyways, you know? I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Well, I mean, you can't hide anything anymore because if the gifts are gone, he knows.
Right.
So you have, I mean, it's not like you, I think you make it worse by not just talking about
it. Unless he was holding the gifts for a buddy who took them.
Without him knowing.
Without him knowing.
Or somebody just broke in specifically.
And stole them. Heard it on the radio and was like, I could use two tennis bracelets. Maybe you should just hang out near him and see if any stranger tries to redeem that New Year's gift certificate. You know what? I think, like, something's going to happen this weekend. Here is my suggestion, even though I think Melissa's right, you won't be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you don't address it at all. Because...
Oh, my God.
And you watch his body language, and you watch his reaction, and you watch him do it. You could even to the point where, like, when you're over at his house or apartment or whatever, go to that trunk and go, hey, do you have any extra blankets in here? Or something like that.
Like, that's just one option. I would give you the option of just saying, you know, just come clean with him and go, look, here's what I found. Here's the reason why I was looking around. I was wrong. Here's what I found. And then just come clean. I mean, at least you'll know. You'll have something. I mean, Jeff's way, you're still totally in the dark. Like, what if he never acknowledges it? Mm-hmm. You're going to come on here crazy on Monday.
Right.
No. Crazier on Monday.
I'm just trying to stretch this out to the end of the ratings book, Bert. Well, we got 1 week left.
Then you should definitely take Jeff's advice.
Thank you.
Hey, Melody, whatever you decide to do, can we talk to you again on Monday morning?
Yeah, let's talk.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Melody on Friday, because going into the weekend, she was pretty stressed out. She wasn't exactly sure what she was going to do with mm-hmm. her boyfriend from Orlando, who was flying back from Florida. And this is the girl that we've been talking to for a couple of straight days now that found identical Christmas presents while she was snooping around her boyfriend's apartment. And this is about 60 seconds of the conversation we had with her on Friday leading into today. And she's already on hold to tell us what happened over the weekend. Hey, Melody. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm like completely freaking out.
Okay. What'd you find out over the last 24 hours?
Well, I did my homework and I called the airlines and for flights from Orlando and like there was nothing. No, I mean, it was the same thing as before. It was really hard to get them to look under his name, but I had them, they would all look for my name. Mm-hmm. And then I managed to find one person at every airline that would look for his name and there was like nothing for Valentine's, nothing for around New Year's, nothing. Nothing. So that was that, but that's not the real reason I'm completely freaking out.
Okay.
I've been so upset about this and not knowing what to do and not knowing what's going on that after work last night, I was like, okay, I'm just going to go back to his place and I need to do more research and I'm just going to see maybe there's a clue. Like, I wasn't really looking for clues before. I was just looking for presents. And maybe there's some kind of clue, some kind of tip-off, something somewhere in his apartment, I mean his house, that will let me know, like, that something's wrong, you know? So I do that, and I go, and the presents were all in this trunk in his bedroom. And when I'm there last night, they're gone.
All of them?
Everything was gone. Everything. And he's in Orlando. I'm picking him up at the airport tonight at like 8 o'clock or 7:45 or something. Like, he's not even in town.
So a few days before that, she was saying, you know what? You know, I just want to get through my vacation with him in December. That's all.
Right, because two of the two vacations, one was for New Year's Eve and one was for Valentine's Day. And before Friday, she was confident, like, well, whatever happens, happens. But as long as I get the New Year's Eve trip and get a trip to the Caribbean before we break up, that's perfect.
So she was in a bit of a panic on Friday because she felt differently about it. Hey, Melody.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay. How are you?
Everything's really good.
All right, take us through Friday.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we get done talking to you. You go to the airport on Friday, or did you pick him up on Saturday?
No, I picked him up on Friday.
Okay, take it from there.
Well, I decided after, you know, after we were off the phone, like, I had pretty much the whole day to think about it. I was like, you know, I should just talk to him about it and just get it out in the open and, like, not play any games and stuff and just deal with it, you know? So, once we got back to his house, I just asked him, like, point blank, like, what's going on, you know? And I mentioned that I'd been talking about it on the radio, and he, like, had no idea what I was talking about. No idea at all, which I thought was kind of weird. So I kept like pressing it. And he honestly had no clue what I was talking about. So we decided that, you know, I asked him, like, someone else must have a key to his place for the stuff to be there and then the stuff to be gone, you know? And he thought about it. And he realized that an old roommate of his, this guy Jason, did have a key. Mm-hmm. So he was like, well, let me call Jason. You know, like, I should call Jason. You should talk to him because he's probably the one who knows what's going on with all this stuff. So he did call Jason, and when Jason called back, like, he put him on the phone with me, and it was all, like, the Jason thing, you know?
It was all his stuff?
It was all his stuff, yeah.
Okay, so wait, we got to back up. So your boyfriend admits that he knows that there were presents in the house.
No.
Or he does not admit that.
He
doesn't know anything about that. So when you get on with the former roommate, what is he saying? That he went to the house or he never went to the house or is denied?
No, he said that he was stashing them at the house, at my boyfriend's house, because he's got two girls and that way neither of them would find out.
Hmm. Well, that's what some of the listeners predicted it, though.
Yeah, and that's why you couldn't find anything with the airlines, because there is no trip for you and your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
And you believe him 100%?
Totally. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I'm finished with the whole thing. He promised me he was not cheating. He promised me he knew nothing about this.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even know I was talking about it on the radio until I told him, like, everything's good.
Was he upset by that?
Well, he knows that I didn't say his name or anything, mm-hmm. You know?
I'm sitting here dizzy. I'm just, I mean, this would be a nice way to tie it up into a nice little bow.
Nobody hides something at someone else's house without a heads up.
You go.
I just wanted to ask if his friend heard you on the radio.
You know, I didn't even think to ask him about that.
Does the friend live with a girlfriend?
You know, I didn't really ask him for any details at all. It didn't really occur to me. I guess I was just so relieved, you know, mm-hmm. So relieved that it had nothing to do with my boyfriend, that I just sort of needed confirmation that it had nothing to do with him. It was all this Jason guy, and that's...
And Jason confirmed it for you.
Yeah.
You doubt him, Jeff?
Well, here's what I'd like to throw out. Let's say, Bert, you're going to hide some... Let's say you have a key to my house, and you're going to come over and you're going to hide something in my house, whether it's a gift for you... Identical gifts for Stacy and your girlfriend, or maybe just a gift for Stacy that you say, I'm going to hide at Jeff's house because that way Stacy will never find it. Would you go take that gift into my house, then into my bedroom, then into, you say it was a closet or a trunk?
A trunk.
A trunk in my bedroom to hide those gifts? Or would you just take it to the garage and put it on a shelf and then give me a heads up? Hey, just so you know that...
It wouldn't even go down that way.
Whatever.
I'd approach you first. I'd say, hey, Jeff, is it cool for me to...
But let's say I'm out of town. Let's say I work out of town. And you're like, oh, you know what I can do? I got a key to Jeff's house. Let me go over there. Are you going to go so far as to go into my bedroom and put it in a trunk in my bedroom? The answer is no. You're going to put it in the garage.
In the garage or a closet, like a coat closet.
Or somewhere. Or on the table with a note. Hey, will you put this somewhere? It's whatever you would buy. It's a vase that I got my wife, and I'm going to...
I don't understand how you can say that. I mean, these guys were roommates.
Right.
You know, they were roommates.
But why would he... Tell me, if he's hiding it from his girlfriend, plural, why would he hide... Why would he go so far as to go into the bedroom and then into a trunk in the bedroom as opposed to just putting it on a shelf where anybody could find it?
I mean, what do I know about? I have no clue. I mean, it's like maybe it's some guy thing. I don't know.
I'm telling you, I'm asking you, like, why do you think he would hide it that way? Like, why?
Yeah, like, there's no chance that either one of his girlfriends would end up over at your boyfriend's house. So why would he go through the complexity of putting it in a box in the closet rather than just putting it somewhere? I don't know.
In the garage.
Wherever. You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea. I don't even know this guy. I don't know how he thinks.
But that's not weird at all to you?
No, I mean, I feel like everything's fine, everything's cool, and I'm just sort of over it. I'm just finished, you know.
Okay.
I'm finished. It's like it's in the past. It's over.
Okay.
Everything's good.
All right. Hey, Jody.
Yeah, this girl just crawled up under a rock or something.
Why?
I mean, like you say, who has an old roommate that still has a key to their apartment that just has access to their apartment? And I think she's the other woman. Because she said in the beginning they only see each other maybe once a week. You know, has she ever been to this place in Orlando or...
You know, that's what Burt Show listener said a couple of days ago also, that you may not know it, but the theory that you may be the other woman is coming up quite a bit.
But how can I be the other... I've been dating him for 2 years. How can I be the other woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, have you been to his place in Orlando?
No.
The reason I also brought up about the timing is the fact that the gifts coincidentally disappeared right after she came on the radio. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was asking if he listened to the radio.
Jen well, wants I'm to say words, to... but and she's mouthing them, but they're not coming out
Sometimes
of the mouth.
Sometimes there are no words.
Well, I just
the words.
I just want to figure out the time in between you explaining it to your boyfriend and his friend calling.
Was there any?
Was there enough time for him to have a private conversation with his friend?
Okay, so we have the talk. Mm-hmm. He calls this guy Jason.
Right in front of you?
Yeah, he called him, but then, I mean, it was like it was an hour or two before the guy called back.
Right.
And we did other things in between, you know? He left him a message. He said, you know, whatever he said, something like, dude, yo, you got to call me. It's really important, something like that. And then when he called, I was like upstairs doing something when he called back, and then he called me downstairs and put me on the phone with him.
Okay, so you weren't there when the initial call came in, and your guy says to Jason, hey, some weird things happened over the weekend. Were you here? Like, you weren't there for that conversation. There was phone rings, you're upstairs, dude's downstairs talking to him, anything could have been said, then he comes upstairs. Right?
Or he called her downstairs.
And no, he calls you downstairs. Okay.
I don't even know, like, why this is occurring to you. Like, I told you, it's a done deal. Everything's cool.
Okay. Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I think it was a planned thing that the guys already talked to each other before he even got into town. I think that there's no way anybody would have a key to your house and stash, important stuff in someone's house without them knowing it. No way.
There's people who have a key to my house or keys to my house because, mm-hmm. you know, if we're out of town or there's an emergency, if we lock ourselves out, there are people who have keys to my house. And I certainly would not be opposed to any of them hiding a gift there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be a little weirded out if they hid it in my house, like under my own bed. Like
right.
that would kind of.
Right.
Like I would comment on how odd that was. If Bert did that to my house, I would probably privately say to Jen or Melissa, be like, can I ask you guys if this is weird?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is.
Yeah.
Just so you know, it's odd.
When you said that, I mean, I think the friends that I know that have a key to my house, more than likely they'd leave it on the counter with a note.
Right.
Like, you put this where you,
sure.
you know.
But, or I'd at least call you and tell you I'm going to be in your home.
Right, yeah.
I'd leave
a
message.
Oh, yeah, I'd know about
it.
Say,
hey, dude, I'm coming over today. I just got to tell you why I'm over in your house.
Or put it on a shelf, like, out of the way, and then leave a message to go, just want to let you know, if you come across a box in your garage that you don't know, I've hidden a gift there that's for Stacy and blah, blah, blah.
So do you guys
think... I
don't
understand why you're so fixated on this garage thing. Like,
or a closet, or somewhere more... less bizarre than a trunk in the bedroom. Like, it's just so weird. Like, anybody who has a key to my house has it because I trust them. So come over to my house and do whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But stay out of my bedroom. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, and even so, like, do you understand this part of what I'm trying to say? Maybe I'm not communicating it well. But your boyfriend doesn't have any reason to hide this in any kind of covert place because he's got nothing to hide. So...
well, except that his friend is a scumbag.
But the scumbag could come over and leave the stuff right there in a public place because it's the whole house is safe. So why go into the closet into the bedroom and hide it there?
Or why not tell you about it?
Or turn down your radio.
You turn the radio down?
That's Ashley. Hey, Ashley, can you turn the radio down? Ashley?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you turn your radio down?
Turn it down?
Yes, please.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, first of all, she needs to know that she is definitely the other woman.
How am I not the other? I've been with him for 2 years. What are you talking about?
Listen, okay, I've been with my husband for 2 years. We've been together, period, for 5 years. Okay, you need to understand that no friend is just going to come up in someone's house and hide something without letting them know. I mean, when my husband's roommate moved out of his house, he got all the keys. No one is just going to come up into someone's house and just hide something without letting them know prior. You are definitely the other woman. You need to open your eyes, stop being so naive and gullible. Stop acting like a child, confront him, get the truth, and move on with your life.
Well,
just because you've been with him for 2 years.
Him.
No, just because you've been with him for 2 years does not mean he still can't go out and cheat on you. But what it is you're so worried about making this relationship work that you will believe anything and everything that he says. And that's your problem. Instead of believing everything, open up your eyes and become a woman and realize that you're definitely the other woman and move on with your life and find somebody better than him. You only see him once a week and y'all have been together for 2 years. Okay, maybe I can understand that. But you found two different presents of each thing. I mean, come on now. You're being so naive and gullible.
Well, you know, thank you very much, but I am a woman, and I did have a talk with my man, and he straightened everything out, and he's got some weird friend.
He's got some weird friend. You know what?
Hey.
He could tell you the sky was purple, honey, and you would believe it because you're so naive and so gullible. You need to open your eyes and realize.
What your problem is that you need to make me out to be like some little girl, but I'm not,
Because you're acting like a little girl. That's what you're acting like. You're acting like a little girl. You're scared to talk to him about it, and then everything he tells you, you believe. That's your problem. You allow him to do these things to you.
You are so full of it. I did talk to him about it.
I'm full of it, but I don't have my husband at home with the same of every gift and believe that it was his roommate's, okay? If I found two of every gift in my house and my husband told me it was his friend's, you know what I would do? He would be getting divorce papers for Christmas because I'm not stupid enough to believe something like that. And you shouldn't be either.
Do you think we could talk to your boyfriend?
Sure. I mean, I don't have any problem with it.
All right. We're interested in this guy. We haven't talked to him yet, so he's certainly a big piece of the puzzle. We'd love to talk to him.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save